ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 8 वर्स 46। श्री राजौ वाचे नन्द किं करोद ब्रह्मन् श्रेय एवं महोदयम् यशोदा च महाभागो पपौ यस्य स्तनं हरि। ट्रांसलेशन एंड प्रिपेयर्ड बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद। हैविंग हर्ड ऑफ द ग्रेट फॉर्चून ऑफ मदर यशोदा, परीक्षित महाराज इंक्वायर्ड फ्रॉम सुखदेव गोस्वामी, ओ लर्नेड ब्राह्मण, Mother Yashoda's breast milk was sucked by Supreme Personality of Godhead. What past auspicious activities did she and Nand Maharaj perform to achieve such perfection in ecstatic love? Purport. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 7.16, Chaturvidha bhajante mam jana sukrityo arjuna. Without sukriti or pious activities, no one can come to the shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Lord is approached by four kinds of pious men: artho, jigyasur, artharthi, jnani che. But here we see that Nand Maharaj and Yashoda surpassed all of them. Therefore, Parikshit Maharaj naturally inquired, what kind of pious activities did they perform in their past lives by which they achieved such a stage of perfection? Of course, Nand Maharaj and Yashoda are accepted as the father and mother of Krishna. Yet Mother Yashoda was more fortunate than Nand Maharaj, Krishna's father, because Nand Maharaj was sometimes separated from Krishna, whereas Yashoda, Krishna's mother, was not separated from Krishna at any moment. From Krishna's babyhood to his childhood, and from his childhood to his youth, Mother Yashoda was always and in association with Krishna. Even when Krishna was grown up, he would go to Vrindavan and sit on the lap of Mother Yashoda. Therefore, there is no comparison to the fortune of Mother Yashoda, and Parikshit Maharaj naturally inquired, Yashoda chai Mahabhaga. So I find myself not qualified to speak on such a elevated subject, but I will endeavor my best, and with the blessing of all the Vaishnavas present, Guru Maharaj and Sri Radha Gopinath ji, I hope with the blessings of all of you I may be empowered to speak something. So first let us try to understand who Nand Maharaj and Mother Yashoda are, and who Vasudev and Devaki are, because there is a comparison between the two mothers. Devaki was not so fortunate, and Mother Yashoda was so fortunate to feed her breast milk to Krishna. So we have to see who they are first. So it is stated that Nand Maharaj and Yashoda both were residents of spiritual world. Nand Maharaj was actually Drona, the best of the Asus, and his wife Drishti was Yashoda in Krishna's Leela. So it is stated that whenever Krishna descends, all his personal associates also descend with him. And since Krishna's pastimes are eternal, therefore is when Krishna descends, his eternal associates also descend with him. And in the spiritual world, Nand Maharaj and Yashoda are the eternal father and mother of Krishna. So when Krishna descended in this pastime on this earth, then Nand Maharaj and Yashoda also descended with him in the role of father and mother of Krishna. So actually their position is of Nitya Siddha. We have to understand that Nitya Siddha are eternally Siddhas. They have not to perform austerities to attain that position. They are already in the position of transcendental love for Krishna. And it is also explained that these personalities, Nand and Yashoda, are expansions of Krishna's personal body. So now we try to understand who are Vasudev and Devaki. So Vasudev was actually Sutapa in his previous life. He was the son of Brahma. Sutapa was the son of Brahma. And Prishni was his wife. So they performed great austerity with great devotion, with great faith, and in full consciousness of Krishna for 12,000 celestial years. And Krishna, being pleased and satisfied with their worship, he descended, he gave him darshan to fulfill their desire. So when Sutapa and Prishni had darshan of Krishna, and Krishna wanted them to have some benediction, so they did not ask for liberation from this material world. They desired to have a son exactly like him. But we know that there is no one equal to Krishna. So Krishna has to come himself as their son. So in Treta Yuga, Sutapa and Prishni were blessed with a son, Prishni Garbha. Prishni Garbha means the person who has taken shelter in the womb of Prishni. So Krishna came as Prishni Garbha. And in the next millennium, Sutapa and Prishni became Kashyap Muni and Aditi. And Krishna appeared to them as a dwarf Brahman named Upendra or Vaman Avatar. These are explained to be the partial expansion of Krishna, not Krishna himself. But in the meantime, Sutapa and Prishni has developed such great affection for Krishna. Intense love developed by them, that Krishna personally has to come in full opulence as son of Vasudev and Devaki. Krishna personally came in this particular incarnation. But Vasudev and Devaki were not so fortunate, because as soon as Krishna appeared, Vasudev had to take him to Gokul and left him there. So neither they could enjoy the pastimes of Krishna with them, nor Devaki ever had the opportunity to feed Krishna her breast milk. So therefore, Sutapa and Prishni, or Nand Maharaj, or Vasudev and Devaki are not Nitya Siddha, they are Sadhana Siddhas. Because of their perfection, by their sadhana, they have reached to the stage of love of God, Prema Bhakti. Therefore, Parikshit Maharaj is astonished and is asking this question to Sukhdev Goswami, why they were so fortunate that they enjoyed the complete childhood pastimes with Krishna. Nand and Yashoda were so fortunate. and what they have done. So we have seen that they are Nirsiddhas, they are eternal father and mother of Krishna, and they descended with Krishna because of the eternal relationship with him. So there is a comparative study between Mother Yashoda and other devotees, including Devaki. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is said that Ekla Ishwar Krishna or Sab Bhartiya, that only Supreme Person is Krishna and all other are his devotees. And it has to be explained that the highest devotee of Krishna is Yashoda, is the greatest of all devotees, of all Bhartiyas, of all servants. And in that comparative study, it is stated that Lord Brahma, who is the creator of this, who is the creator, Lord Shiva, who is the greatest Vaishnava, Vaishnava Yasa Shambhu, and the goddess of fortune, Lakshmi Devi, who is the constant companion of the Lord in service and always associating with his body, could not get such mercy as Yashoda. Krishna is also known as Vimukti Data. When after liberation, one is situated on the platform of Prem Bhakti, one is said to have achieved Vimukti. This exalted position of Prem is described by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Prem Pumartha Mahan. This is the position achieved by Sadhana Siddhas. As I have discussed already, that Sutapa and Prishni has achieved this position by great austerity for 12,000 celestial years. And therefore they reach this position, and therefore they are Sadhana Siddhas. Therefore the position of Vasudev and Devaki is of Sadhana Siddhas. But Srila Prabhupada explains that Mother Yashoda naturally acts as such in such exalted position, exalted platform of Prema, because she is Nitya Siddha, she is naturally exhibiting that Prem in the spiritual world. So this, she has not to actually perform tapasyas to achieve that stage. And she is also described as the expansion of Krishna's haladni potency. That is his potency to enjoy transcendental bliss through expansions, who are special devotees. Ananda chinmaya ras pratibha vitabhi. Therefore Yashoda is considered to be the supermost exalted position, and Krishna, thus Krishna becomes subordinate to her. When Krishna becomes subordinate to his devotees, it is also explained that Krishna is fully independent, Swarat. When he becomes subordinate to his devotees, this is the display of his Ananda Chinmaya Ras. Everyone worships Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And therefore, Krishna sometimes, he desires to be controlled by someone else, and that someone else can be a pure devotee of Krishna. So, therefore, we can see that how Krishna became subordinate to Yashoda Maharaj, because Krishna sometimes desires that he may be controlled by one of his devotees, his pure devotees. Therefore, Krishna takes that position. So in Nectar of Devotion, there is a list of respectful personalities who enjoy parental affection towards Krishna. There are many personalities who enjoy parental affection towards Krishna, and they have been marked in according to their grade. So first comes Mother Yashoda, the Queen of Vraja. Then comes Maharaj Nand, the King of Vraja. Then comes Mother Yohini, the mother of Balram. All the elderly gopis who were taken away by Lord Brahma. all the elderly gopis whose sons were taken away by Brahma, because they for 1 year enjoyed Krishna's parent love. They enjoyed with Krishna their parental love. So they are considered more fortunate. And mother, Rohini mother also enjoyed the childhood pastimes with Krishna. So her name comes third. Then fifth is Devaki. Devaki comes at the fifth position. Because we see that she also had the opportunity to show her maternal love to Krishna, but only in Mathura and Dwarka. So that love was not pure parental love, that love was mixed with reverence to Krishna because of the opulence. He is considered as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that love of mother along with reverence to Krishna, it was a mixed love, not pure love, parental love to Krishna. Then comes the other 15 wives of Vasudev. Then Kunti, the mother of Arjun. Then Vasudev come last, actually next to that, the real father of Krishna. And then Sandipni Muni, Krishna's teacher. So this is how they showed the parental love. And Yashoda, my mother, comes first. All these are considered respectable elderly personalities with parental love for Krishna. This list is in order of superior importance, and thus we can see that Mother Yashoda and Maharaj Nand are considered to be the supermost of all elderly personalities. So, therefore, we can understand how the position of Mother Yashoda is the supreme. We can see it from another point of view. The word prayojan means necessities. Prabhupada actually explains in other purports. And ultimate necessity is explained by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as we have already discussed, prema pumartho mahan. Mother Yashoda is on the highest platform of necessity, for she is constantly absorbed in love for Krishna, always thinking of Krishna. So in the supermost position, prem pumartho mahan. In the previous verse, Mother Yashoda, it is stated that Krishna, who is accepted by devotees as the supreme personality of Godhead, Mother Yashoda accepted him as his own son, like an ordinary child. In the previous verse it is stated. So, the kind of parental love, Prabhupada writes, the kind of parental love that is generated in Yashoda and Nand out of conviction in love that they are superior to Krishna, and unless they take care of Krishna, perhaps he cannot live, he cannot survive. So, this is the parental love they have developed with this conviction that they are the father and mother, they have the protectors, they have to provide everything to Krishna because he is like an ordinary child. And if they are not able to provide, then perhaps he will not live. So this is the kind of love that they have developed for Krishna. It is also stated that the absolute truth can be realized in three features: Brahmeti, Paramatmeti and Bhagavaneti. So Yashoda Mai did not care for these things. Who is Brahman, who is Paramatma, who is Bhagavan? Because Prabhupada writes that Bhagavan has personally descended to become her beloved son. So did not care for these things. Who is these three features of the Paramatma? So this is how we can understand the exalted position of Yashoda Maiya. So what activities she performed in that exalted position, so that Parikshit Maharaj is inquiring how fortunate they are. So I try to actually Mother Yashoda is displaying Madhurya Vatsalya, loving affection for the children. As I have already said, that they have developed this conviction that they are superior to Krishna, and unless they look after him, perhaps he will not live. So this is the affection, madhuri affection they have developed for Krishna. So they are in the highest position of love for Krishna. The ultimate or supreme fortune is achieved in loving reciprocation in the childhood pastimes with Krishna. This is the highest perfection, because childhood pastimes are considered the most relishable pastimes of Krishna. So they have been part of those relishable pastimes with Krishna. So there is a saying that a woman gives birth to a child, but actually it is the child who gives birth to a mother. Because unless a mother, a woman gets a child, she does not acquire the position of a motherhood. So actually the position of mother is very, very sacred position. And it is because she has given birth to a child. So the perfection of motherhood is to lovingly and selflessly serving the child. And out of that serving, giving her own milk to the child, I think, is the highest service to the child, and which Mother Yashoda was able to get. But we see that Devaki was not so fortunate to perform this activity or even to care for his child during his childhood. The giving milk to the child is the actually manifestation of the highest quality of love for the child, giving her own body to the child. So we can see that how fortunate Mother Yashoda is as compared to Devaki. So it is a fact that when mother feeds the child, mother gets great pleasure and satisfaction doing that. But the child who is drinking the milk of the mother is getting 100,000 times more pleasure than the mother. There is an incident, actually there is full sequence of appearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and it started from Narasingha Bhagwan, when Narasingha Bhagwan was actually giving love to Prahlad, licking him and all that. So he felt that I am giving so much pleasure to Prahlad, I should also get, I have no father and mother, I am come from the pillar, I should also get that love from my parents. And therefore he came a Ramchandra. Then some people wanted him to have a loving relationship with him. Then he told, I cannot do it. Then he became Krishna and gave pleasure to all those things. But in Krishna avatar, he felt that the pleasure in the loving exchange with Radharani is getting from me is much, much more than I am getting from her. So he wanted to enjoy that pleasure. And therefore he called the Vedas, the Puranas, the saints, and the sages, and inquired from them that how I can get such pleasure. And they gave three examples. That when a cow milks a calf, the cow is not getting so much pleasure as the calf. When a bee is sucking the honey from a flower, the flower is not aware what pleasure the bee is getting from it. And when a mother is feeding the child, mother is not aware how much pleasure the child is getting. So they advised Krishna that if you really want to enjoy the pleasure which Radharani is getting, then you have to come as a devotee to enjoy that pleasure. And therefore Krishna came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the mood of Radharani. This is how the sequence goes. So we can understand that the pleasure which Yashoda Mai was giving to Krishna as a baby was much, much more. Krishna was enjoying much, much more than what Yashoda Mai is enjoying giving him her milk. So ultimately It is Samsiddhi Haritoshnam. The purpose of human life is to give pleasure, or the purpose of any person or any living entity is to give pleasure to Krishna. And here we see that Yashoda Mai is giving so much pleasure, unlimited pleasure to Krishna by feeding her breast milk to him. So, looking from another point of view, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Patram Pushpam Palam Toyam Yume Bhaktya Prashati, that if anyone offers me a flower, a leaf, water, or a fruit, with love and devotion I accept it. So it is not that Krishna is hungry for all these things. This is a medium to express, to manifest, to love Krishna. Actually, Krishna accepts the love in that offering. So here, also from this analogy, we can find that when Mother Yashoda was feeding Krishna her breast milk with so much love and affection, that Krishna is taking the milk, but actually he was tasting, he was accepting, he was drinking the love of Yashoda Maiya, which is much, much more pleasurable to him. So how that affection, that love, Krishna is actually sucking, enjoying, that is more important. And this point we can understand by a simple example. Besides Yashoda Maiya, there is only one female who could, who fed her breast milk to Krishna. Any guesses? Putana. So Putana came to feed her milk. Her nipples were smeared by dangerous poison. She came with the intention to kill Krishna. But Krishna saw the positive side that she wanted to feed milk. So a person who is coming with the intention of killing Krishna, who got a position of a mother in the spiritual world, we can understand the fortune of Yashoda Maiya, who is feeding Krishna with so much love and affection. And Krishna is enjoying that love and affection. So this is the exalted position of Mother Yashoda, the feeding of her milk to Krishna. So this way we can also understand that Krishna is not simply drinking milk, he is drinking the love of Yashoda Maiya. That we can understand. So therefore she is most fortunate. And the person who is giving most pleasure to Krishna receives most mercy from Krishna. So therefore Yashoda Maiya is receiving the greatest mercy from Krishna. And therefore she is the most exalted position, the highest of all the devotees. We also see that in the Nectar of Devotion also there are many instances where the Yashoda Maiya's feeding, coming milk out of her breast just in ecstasy for Krishna. I will like to read some quotations from it. I think that will be very appropriate. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose bodily complexion is just like a bluish, new-grown lotus flower, whose body is very delicate and whose lotus eyes are surrounded by scattered hairs as black as bees, was walking on the streets of Vrindavan when Mother Yashoda, the beloved wife of Nand Maharaj, saw him. Immediately the milk began to flow from her breast, soaking her body. So the symptom, the intense love for Krishna is exhibited whenever there is a provocation for that intense love. Yashoda Maiya's milk from her breast started flowing. So this is the exalted position. And therefore here there are some provocations are given. Some specific provocations for parental love of Krishna are listed as his blackish bodily hue, which is very attractive and pleasing to see, his all auspicious bodily features, his mildness, his sweet words, his simplicity, his shyness, his humility, his constant readiness to offer respects to elderly people, and his charity. All these qualities are considered. So whenever Yashoda Maiya saw any of these qualities, she was overtaken by intense love for Krishna, and milk started flowing from her breast. There are other instances also. There is a this following description of Mother Yashoda's affection for Krishna. After rising early in the morning, Mother Yashoda first of all offered her breast milk to Krishna, and then she began to chant various mantras for his protection. Then she would decorate his forehead very nicely and bind his arms with protective talismans. By all these activities, it is undoubtedly understood that she is the emblem of all maternal affection for Krishna. There is another. In Lalit Madhav, compiled by Rupa Goswami, Krishna is described as follows. My dear Krishna, when you are engaged in herding the animals, the dust caused by the hooves of the calf and cows covers your nice face and artistic tilak, and you appear very dusty. But when you return home, the milk flowing out of the breast of your mother washes your face of its dust covering, and you appear to be purified by this milk, just as when deity is washed during the performance of Abhishek ceremony. So this is stated in Lalit Madhav. It is the custom in the temple of the deities that if there have been some impure activities, the deity has to be washed with milk. Krishna is the supreme Godhead, personality of Godhead, and he was washed by the milk from the breast of Mother Yashoda, which purified him from the dust covering. So there is another. My dear King, when magnanimous Nand Maharaj returned from Mathura, he began to smell the head of his son, and he was merged with ecstasy of parental love. A similar statement is there in connection with Mother Yashoda. When she was too anxious to hear the sound of Krishna's flute, expecting him back from the pasturing ground, because she thought that it was getting very late, her anxiety to hear the sound of Krishna's flute became doubled, and milk began to flow from her breast. In that condition, she was sometimes going within the house here and there. So these instances are given, and then there is a similar statement in Lalit Madhav. How wonderful is that Yashoda, the wife of Nand, out of her parental affection for Krishna, mixed her tears and the milk from her breast and then bathed her dear son Krishna. In Vigadha Madhav, a devotee addresses Lord Krishna as follows. My dear Mukunda, just after seeing your face, which was full with scent of lotus flower, Mother Yashoda, being attracted to the moonlight of your face, became so overjoyed in her affection that immediately from the nipples of her water pot-like breast, milk began to flow. She was constantly engaged in supplying milk to Krishna after wetting the covering cloth of the jug. So this is how at many places the affection of Yashoda Maiya for Krishna is manifested, and the manifestation is that immediately milk started flowing from her breast. So there is one more statement. When Mother Yashoda, the queen of Gokula, was going to see her son Krishna at Kurukshetra, one of her friends addressed her as follows. My dear queen, the milk flowing out of your breast mountain has already whitened the river Ganges, and the tears from your eyes mixed with black mascara have already blackened the color of Yamuna. And as you are standing between the two rivers, I think that there is no need for your anxiety to see your Krishna's face. Your parental affection has already been exhibited to him in these two rivers. So this is how Nand Maharaj and Yashoda have been glorified. So in Damodar Leela, we also find that on the Diwali day when Mother Yashoda herself wanted to churn butter for Krishna, she was thinking of Krishna's pastimes, singing of Krishna's childish pastimes. And immediately the milk from her breast started flowing. And at that time Krishna woke up, he came, he pulled her sari and wanted to suck her milk. And she immediately. So we see from all these instances that how fortunate Yashoda Maiya is. And how much pleasure, actually unfathomable, unimaginable, inconceivable pleasure she was giving to Krishna by feeding her milk. And Nand Maharaj is also more or less practically on the same platform, except as Prabhupada describes here that Mother Yashoda was the constant companion of Krishna and Nand Maharaj was sometimes not there. So this is the only difference. Otherwise their parental love for Krishna was on the same footing. We can also find that Krishna became subordinate to Yashoda Maiya. There are many instances where Yashoda Maiya chastised Krishna. As Krishna, in the spiritual world, there is everything what is happening is favorable to Krishna. No one chastises Krishna. So sometimes, actually he gets more pleasure in chastisement by his pure devotees than service by pure devotees in love. Because that chastisement, he enjoys more. So when Yashoda Maiya was there with the stick in the Damodar Leela, how he was fearful, how he started crying and how the tears were flowing. So this is a ecstasy which Krishna wanted to enjoy, actually. So, and also when Krishna ate the dirt, she wanted him and he was just saying that I have not done it. So there are many cases, many instances when actually Yashoda Maiya chastised Krishna, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And it is said that he was fearing from Yashoda Maiya and fear personified is fearful of Krishna. So this is how Krishna performed the childhood pastimes. So we can see the exalted position of Yashoda Maiya and Nand Maharaj. Hare Krishna. I think I have completed. So this is the position. And therefore, Yashoda Maiya ki jai, Nand Maharaj ki jai. Unke childhood pastimes ki jai. Hare Krishna. If you have any comments, questions, or please, you are free. I will try to do it because I am not qualified, but you are all great devotees. I have tried to. What I could actually think of. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Hare Krishna.